Unit 4, The Trouble with Trash, pages 65 and 66. Lesson A, Reading, Track 1-9. Garbage Island. You can't see it from the air. It's almost impossible to see from a ship. But somewhere in the North Pacific is a giant island of garbage floating just below the ocean's surface. What is the island made of, and how did it get there?
The Garbage Island is not really an island, but a collection of millions of bits of plastic and other objects. Pacific Ocean currents bring the objects together and cause them to spin around in a giant circle. The spinning movement stops the garbage from escaping. New objects enter the spinning water, and the island grows larger.
Who discovered the island?
A racing boat captain named Charles Moore found the island in 1997. He was sailing from Hawaii to California after competing in a boat race. As Moore crossed the North Pacific, he noticed many pieces of plastic around his boat. Scientists began to study the area and named it the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
Where does all the plastic come from?
Much of the garbage comes from everyday objects that people throw away, such as shopping bags and water bottles. Some of these objects eventually reach the ocean. Garbage from the western coast of North America takes about 6 years to reach the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Objects from East Asia take about a year. Other garbage comes from ships passing through the area.
How big is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch?
No one really knows. Some scientists say it is about 270,000 square miles, 700,000 square kilometers. Other reports say it may be up to 20 times larger, twice the size of the continental United States.
Why is the garbage patch difficult to see?
It is possible to see some of the larger objects floating on the surface. However, mostly the garbage is made of tiny pieces of plastic called microplastics. These pieces are too small to see. Also, much of the garbage is floating below the ocean surface, so the garbage patch is difficult to see from the air or by satellite.
Is the garbage patch dangerous?
The larger pieces of garbage are a problem for wildlife. For example, sea turtles often think plastic bags are jellyfish, their favorite food. They eat the plastic and die. Seabirds may die if they try to eat the plastic rings that hold six packs of soda together. In addition, the microplastics near the ocean surface block sunlight from reaching deeper water. The lack of sunlight kills very small sea creatures called plankton and algae. As these animals die, there is less food for larger fish, such as tuna.
Are there any solutions?
Cleaning up a giant island of plastic garbage in the ocean isn't easy. But making people aware of the problem will help. One environmentalist, David de Rothschild, is sailing around the world in a boat made of plastic bottles. He hopes to use the boat, which he calls Plastiki, to teach people about the problem of ocean garbage. Another idea is to recycle the plastic garbage. Environmental engineer Cesar Harada is building a robot that collects pieces of plastic. Harada hopes to use his robot in the Pacific. Harada also has a website for reporting environmental problems. He says, "Everybody can become an environmental activist. You don't have to be part of an NGO or a government. You can just actively report and take action against environmental problems."